For the longest time, I've been a fan of the eConsultancy blog, and if you haven't checked it out, you really should do so. However, until relatively recently, I rarely visited their site. This is because their reading experience, to be honest, sucks. The font is small, there's little white space, and the interface is full of clutter. Instead, like many of the sites I read, I viewed eConsultancy either through Reader, Pocket, or Evernote Clearly. When I started writing for them, however, I had to visit the site in order to answer comments, etc. And it was then I discovered how much I've been missing. I didn't realise half of the things that eConsultancy offered, because all I ever saw were the posts themselves. And this got me thinking, surely I wasn't alone. In fact, I was not. There's a growing number of people using services that represent content to make it more readable, to remove ads, and to bring it together in one location. And the more I thought about it, the more I realised this had major ramifications on how we create content and design websites. How many of your readers are not seeing your calls to action, are not clicking on your ads, or really knowing anything about what it is that you offer because they're never actually seeing your website as it was intended? I began to mull over the problem and how it could be addressed. And as I see it, there are two lines of attack. First, improve the readability of our sites. If our sites are a pleasure to read, then users will go to them. Second, adapt your content so that it works better no matter the context. Probably this needs a bit more explanation, and it seems only appropriate that I explore these ideas further on the site that inspired the thinking in the first place. So, if you find a few minutes, check out my post over at eConsultancy.com.